USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump, they're now in the Q&A phase. New Mexico Democrat Tom Udall says the Senate has yet to take on the issue of witnesses, including John Bolton.
Well, will you go back and forth on these witnesses? Why don't we let the Chief Justice rule on relevancy and materiality? And I've been working with Chris Van Hollen. We had a motion to that effect. I think we should put that motion up, number one, right behind the vote on the witnesses. And we should say, let's let the Chief Justice rule.
Republican senators are now trying to find a way to deal with the fallout from John Bolton's forthcoming book. The White House has issued a letter to him looking to block the publication of the former National Security Advisor's book, which accuses the president of wrongdoing. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Trump has signed the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA agreement. It allows most of the $1.2 trillion in trilateral trade to continue unchanged. President Trump says it's a win for U.S. workers.
It's been a long time. Everybody said this was a deal that could not be done. Too complicated, too big, couldn't be done. We got it done. And today we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare and signing into law the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
The agreement will not go into effect until Canada ratifies it. Over 200 Americans are back from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began. The government chartered a plane evacuating them. They continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. China reports over 130 people have died so far from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Jewish super PAC is going after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders over health and other concerns. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Democratic majority for Israel's new ad campaign, which is now running in Iowa, questions the 78-year-old's electability and points to his heart attack last fall. It features voters expressing concerns about Sanders and his health and ability to beat President Trump.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health.
Sanders has released doctor's notes indicating that he has the mental and physical vigor to take on the presidency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After a few days of weather delays, SpaceX has launched a Falcon 9 rocket, putting 60 Starlink satellites into orbit. They say there'll be dozens more for their new internet service. The Falcon's first stage landed safely on a barge in the Atlantic, the third time it's flown in less than a year. The company hopes to fly astronauts to the International Space Station as soon as this spring. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said the company will need at least 400 satellites in orbit to provide minimal coverage and at least 800 to provide moderate coverage. With this launch, the private spaceflight company is over halfway to the minimal coverage mark and says service could begin sometime this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.